Dear brothers and sisters, traveling friends, in the Lord Jesus Christ, for the beginning of the closing words of the opisto services in Reservi, I want to bring a great thanksgiving on behalf of the head committee for those who have been arranging this service. Thanks for those Arvais that are arranging these services. Those were Halsua and Kannus and Kinnula, Kokkola, Perho, Rautio, Sievi and Ullava Arvais. Thank you, those persons who were in respect the heads of the committees and all those who were laboring in this, in many kind of tasks in which you have served. These tasks are a mutual matter for the whole family, and it requires much also at home. Thank for all the family members. Thanks for the headmaster of Reservi Opisto and the personnel and the board of the Opisto of that support for the service organization. This land areas of the Opisto has been prepared, but we needed some hired area also. Thanks for the land owners. Many thanks for the officials and the congregation of the good co-working. Thanks also for the media and the editors for the good communication in these services of this summer. Thank you for your children and young people, which we can see here also a great amount. You have been able to be here in services, and it was very fine to see, both during when we were preparing services and also during the services, you young people and children in many kind of tasks and works, when you were so working with cheer, which could be seen of you. Thanks for all the service guests who have been here present and who have listened through the internet and through the radio. I cannot find as great words for thanksgivings as I would like to relate. Almighty God, may He bless your offering. We want to give the greatest thanks even today for our Heavenly Father, who has blessed our services, and through His Holy Spirit given such words that our undying souls have received and been able to refresh. We will quieten for a moment around the Holy Word of God, that is written in the Gospel of St. Luke, 24th chapter, verses from 13 to 32. And these words are in Jesus' name as follows. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sat? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word, before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yeah, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is forward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. Amen. Two friends are traveling on the road towards the little village of Emmaus, which is situated about 11 kilometers or a 2 hours trip from Jerusalem. Was it their home place, or what is only one etap to another place? well, they could ponder those sorrowful things, where there would be easier to feel sorrow and to unload those feelings of heart that they had. It was the first day of the week, and those traveling friends were very sorrowful that the political and spiritual government had condemned their dear Jesus to death. They were broken by sorrow, and they were pressed by the temporal troubles without no visions of future. These wanderers go on their way towards the village. Are there in these services here at the Opisto, has there been such wanderers of Emmaus? Have there been in your life such moments that those sights have become dim? Is there a service guest who had come here as with his last forces? If I would yet one time come to the services, but maybe I cannot do it anymore. The own endeavoring in faith is so worthless, and so many problems and that the road to heaven seems to be too difficult to go on. This kind of poor traveler can never reach the destination in heaven. To these steps and these thoughts comes the Good Shepherd, our Savior. He can see the heavy burden of those travelers, and he meets them, their hopelessness. He comes near. He doesn't claim, but he approaches with love, and he asks, "What are you speaking about, travelers? How are it with you?" And after that, our Savior is listening to the troubles that the travelers have, and he quietly is present. And those travelers feel it very good that under those burdens of the of life, they can be as they are, just as they are. They can feel something that they cannot understand, such kind of love. This wonderful warmth and mercy is surrounded them, and they can hear the words that come towards them, but which are comforting words of the Savior. "Oh, you poor ones who do not understand. Have you not been able to believe? Do you not remember what the word of God has related to us and what it relates us? Have you forgotten that on the middle cross of Golgotha all sins must be forgiven there. And those traveling friends, they can hear such services where ascended Christ himself clarifies the sweet message of the gospel, the love of the God the Father, and the participation of the Holy Spirit. From the morning of the creation of the world until the end of the world. Dear brothers and sisters, what we have been able to experience and feel in these Opistus services. Lord Jesus Christ, in his word, is through his sinful and poor servants proclaimed the same message. God's kingdom has not changed. The word of God has not changed and it doesn't change. The promises of God had not changed. Even yet, you may believe, as always, that the blind receive their sight, the deaf can hear, and to the poor the gospel is preached. In these services, we have been given bread from heaven, and it has delivered us to be eaten. And it has been enough because it's blessed by the resurrected Christ. Uplift, dear friend, your heart yet to believe. The heavenly bread is offered. In Jesus' name and blood, you may believe, all your sins forgiven. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You may believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When I was on the service site field in Pori on Saturday and I was walking, I was looking about those flags that were descending. At the same time, when the flags were ascended on Saturday evening, I heard a very powerful singing, rejoice, the daughter of Zion, even the home cannot be always seen. That hero that has been overcome the war continues to walk amidst of his flock. I thought that once this time will come to an end. Once this time will come to an end, and once the flags of all countries will be lowered for the last time. Sins are forgiven, dear brother. Only one flag is very high and free. It is the flag of victory which the Lord of Life has made for us. When I look at that, I will receive the prize of victory. May I also believe all my sins and for temptations forgiven. I promise to believe. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Didn't also our heart glow when our dear Savior in these Obispo services through his Holy Spirit has spoken unto us and has been teaching us to understand what there is said in the scriptures. In these feelings of grace, carrying the joy of the gospel, we may safely leave on our journey. Those steps of the travelers of the Emmaus, they made, they returned backwards, but they have been able to be under the love of their Savior. They hasted back there where there were other brothers and sisters, other believers. Isn't it so, dear traveling friends, when our heart warms under the Word of God, we have a desire to come amidst our own company. May also your steps walk there where the other children of God and traveling friends are. Let us comfort one another there on the way, and let us encourage one another and to believe that God takes good care of all of us. To the company of the lucky people, as we just heard to our dear brother, you may also come, who yet are working outside. There is also a place for you in God's kingdom. It's yet empty, but it is for you. Because our Savior has carried also your sin burden. If you feel in your heart that you do not have the peace of God in your heart, so listen at this moment, just now, if you will, you may believe the unbelief and all sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood. Come along to the journey with the lucky people who are on the way to heaven. Happy journey to home, dear friends and brothers and sisters, until to our Father's home. We believe in this way, and we can trust that we do not have any disaster, but we may be under the care of a good shepherd. We will be left under the good care of God's word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, holy and merciful God, these services in Vesari Opisto has come to end, and we rejoice of your love. Thank you for these services. Thank you that you saved us from dangers, and you let all this go well. Thank you for the beautiful weather. Thank you for the family and the near ones. Thank you for French and escorts. Give us believing French with whom would be nice to be in services and in many situations of life. Above all, we thank you that we have been able to have rest and to refresh around the fountain of life, as having the gift of faith in our heart. It's so safe to be called to your kingdom, all people together with us, to follow the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Keep and bless our life so that we could once rejoice in heaven. Lord, bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.